Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
Today is part two of an article called Let Your Inner Star Shine. Now yesterday, we learned that Becky and Amanda are friends at school.
身为好朋友的彼此一定要互相帮忙。Their school has a talent show every year, and their teacher, Mr. Liu, wants every student to take part.
But Amanda doesn't want to. She hates performing in front of large crowds.
害羞又害怕的 Amanda 不想参加。Becky then tells her a trick, 也就是运用想象力。She can picture the audience with no hair. Amanda says this didn't work for her last time, though.
Becky says that she will sing one of her favorite songs, but Amanda can't sing.
Becky 这时候帮 Amanda 想到一个好方法。Becky then says to Amanda, should lip sync, 对嘴假唱。This is just mouthing the words without making any sounds.
They watch some videos together, and Amanda starts thinking to herself. Let's read through today's article to find out what she does.
Let your inner star shine.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
It's the day of the talent show. Amanda is the last to go on stage.
Wow! That was so much fun! Wow! Are you ready? No!I'm starting to get butterflies in my stomach. You won't even notice the people there. This is a bad idea. Come on, you can do this. Go up there and break a leg. Whoa!
Amanda performs her song. Everyone loves it and cheers for her.
Amanda! That was amazing!Get your confidence from? I watched more videos last night. Then I started to try it myself. It was so much fun. See, you had it in you all along.Thanks for being a good friend. I'm always here for you. Now, we can even start our own band. And let's do the Pulp Fiction Day.
Run power!
Ready. Ready.The kids weren't ready for school, so they missed the bus. The kids weren't ready for school, so they missed the bus. Notice, 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 noticed, noticed. The father noticed the smoke and quickly took his family outside.The father noticed the smoke and quickly took his family outside. Cheer. Cheer. Diana's parents cheered when she got a point for her team. Diana's parents cheered when she got a point for her team. Band. Band. Greg's band is going to play in a show next Friday night. Greg's band is going to play in a show next Friday night.
So the article begins by saying, it's the day of the talent show. Okay, so everyone's there, people are watching. Amanda is the last to go on stage. It's tough being last, mm-hmm. because everybody's already gone, and mm-hmm. you see they're so good,
yeah.
and I'm not so good. How can I go after all of that? Well, anyway, we see the word stage, S-T-A-G-E, stage here. It's a big platform that's usually raised in the air. Actors or singers stand on the stage to perform so everyone can see them. Now, sometimes a stage will be low down, but all of the seats will be higher around it. We can also use the phrase on stage to mean standing on the stage in front of all the people in the audience.
今天呢，文章开始的背景来到 talent show 才艺表演这一天 ，Amanda 是最后一个上台的表演者。Stage 在这里呢，指的是舞台 ，to go on stage 登台演出。如果你也像 Amanda 一样害怕上台或怯场，你可以说 I have a stage fright.
Yeah, I have stage fright.、Mm-hmm. That's tough.
我会怯场，这个是一个很实用的说法哦。
Okay, well, let's see what happens next. How is Amanda going to, we say, overcome,、
mm-hmm.
which means beat her stage fright? Becky says, well, she's just probably come off stage, so we've got on stage and off stage. Okay, and she says, wow, that was so much fun! Are you ready?So it looks like、Becky has already sung her favorite、mm-hmm. song. She really enjoyed it. And she asks Amanda if she is ready. And since the adjective ready, R-E-A-D-Y, ready, is our first word power word, we'll take a moment to find out more about it. Ready means prepared for what is going to happen. Here's how we can use it. The kids weren't ready for school,So they missed the bus. The kids weren't ready for school, so they missed the bus.
好像已经唱完的 Becky 就说了，哇，那真的好有趣哦！你准备好了吗 ？Ready 是形容词，准备好的。例句说到呢，孩子们还没有准备好要上学。因此他们就错过公车了。准备好要做某件事情 ,be ready to do something, or we can say be ready for something. 注意哦，两个句型里面呢使用的词性是不一样的。I'm ready to go, 我准备好要走了。不定词 to 后面加原形动词 go。另外呢我们可以说 I'm ready for this trip, 介系词后面。For 后面要加的就是名词或是动名词。那这边我们放的是 trip, 旅程。
So, is Amanda ready? She says, No, I'm starting to get butterflies in my stomach. Now, this is a fun phrase. If you have butterflies in your stomach, you are really nervous. It feels like there are little insects with wings flying around inside your stomach. No wonder nervous people want to throw up.
Amanda 竟然说呢，我的胃里开始有蝴蝶，这是什么意思呢？难道是她紧张，然后肚子饿吃蝴蝶？不是，这个用语呢 ，to get butterflies in one's stomach， 代表一个人非常非常紧张，紧张到感觉肚子里面好像有 little insects， 小昆虫在那边飞来飞去，让人心神不宁。Oh no, Amanda is very, very nervous now. What should she do? Can Becky give her some advice?
Yeah, Becky's always trying to make her feel better. She says, you won't even notice the people there. Okay, here she used the word notice, N-O-T-I-C-E, notice, which is a verb, and it's today's next word power word. Let's check it out.To notice means to see or to become conscious of something or someone. Here's how we can use it. The father noticed the smoke and quickly took his family outside. The father noticed the smoke and quickly took his family outside.
好朋友 Becky 跟 Amanda 说啊，你根本不会注意到那里的人。Notice 是动词，代表的是注意到。那例句提到呢，那位爸爸注意到烟雾。 便赶快将他的家人带到外面去。Becky 的意思呢，也许是上了台，专注在表演上，就会忘记自己很紧张的这些事情。Are Becky's words making Amanda feel less nervous?
They're not really helping. Amanda just says, this is a bad idea.
Oh, 不, Becky 的话好像没有用。Amanda 说，这是个坏点子。
Becky doesn't give up, though. She says, come on, you can do this. Go up there and break a leg.
Break a leg? That's terrible.
Well, it's actually normal to say that. People in the theatre have a few strange beliefs, and one is it's bad luck to say good luck to someone. Instead, we say something bad, and break a leg is the most famous thing to say.It is a tradition in the theatre to say break a leg before anyone goes on stage.
Oh, 原来不是真的要 Amanda 摔断一条腿。在 theater 戏院里头呢，有一个 superstition， 也就是迷信。如果你祝福一个即将要上台表演的人演出顺利，结果会是相反的，也就是他的演出呢一定会有失误、不完美。那该怎么祝福呢？说些坏事。演出就会是好的结果。Break a leg 就是他们常用来祝福别人演出顺利的话，其实也就是 good luck 的意思。
Now next we hear that Amanda performs her song. We used that word perform yesterday, remember? And everyone loves it and cheers for her. Great! Now in that piece of description we use the verb cheer, C-H-E-E-R.Cheer. This is our next word power word, so let's find out how to use it. To cheer means to give a loud shout of happiness or approval. Yeah! Here's how we can use it. Diana's parents cheered when she got a point for her team. Diana's parents cheered when she got a point for her team.
Amanda 终于开始表演了，这边的背景来到呢 Amanda 表演她的歌曲，每个人都好喜爱，而且为她欢呼。 Cheer 就是欢呼喝彩的意思。例句提到呢，当 Diana 为队伍得分的时候，她的父母为她欢呼。 To cheer for somebody 为某人欢呼喝彩，也就是在鼓励那个人的意思哦。不过如果你今天心情郁闷，看到你的朋友也许会跟你说 Cheer up， 他们是要叫你开心一点。 They are cheering you up， 或者是呢，你今天看到一个朋友心情不好，你想要为他做些什么来使他开心，你可以问他 What can I do to cheer you up？ 如果实在没办法，那就可能要请出 cheerleaders 啦啦队员来了。
Okay, now when she, that's Amanda, when she finishes and comes off the stage, Becky says, "That was amazing." So something that is amazing, A-M-A-Z-I-N-G, amazing, is really good. So good, in fact, it's almost impossible to believe. A person who sees something amazing is amazed. Remember, we use the ed adjective to talk about how a person feels, and the ing adjective to describe how something is.
成功演出的 Amanda 下台来后啊， Becky 就跟她说，那真是太令人惊艳了。刚刚 Pat 老师特别提到 amazing 跟 amazed 的差别。如果我们看到一个情绪形容词，它的字尾是 ing 结尾的，像是 amazing， 它代表的是令人惊艳的。Somebody or something can be amazing， 人事物都可以令人惊艳。不过呢，如果是人感到惊艳呢，我对 Amanda 的演出感到惊艳。I'm amazed at Amanda's performance. 所以字尾会是加上 ed 的。
Okay, for example, I'm so bored because the movie is really boring.
Right, 我感到无聊，因为电影很无趣。
Right, so Amanda did an amazing job. And next, Becky says, "Where did you get your confidence from?" Now, this word confidence, C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-C-E, confidence is the feeling or belief that you can do something. You can also have confidence in someone or something. This means that you think you can rely on them or that thing will work.
Becky 这里就问到 Amanda 啦，你是从哪里得来的自信呢？ Confidence 名词，自信心。 If you have confidence in yourself, that means you are a confident person. Confident 就是形容词，有自信的。Do you have confidence in yourself, Pat?
Yeah, I'm a very confident person. I have a lot of confidence. What about you?
Same here. So both you and me are confident people.
That's right. Amanda answers Becky's question. She said, where did you get your confidence? Amanda says, I watched more videos last night. So all those lip sync videos. And remember the word video from yesterday's lesson.
哦，到底 Amanda 的 confidence 自信是哪来的呢？她回答：我昨天看了更多的 videos 影片。So she watched more videos to learn how to lip sync.
Exactly. And she also says, then I started to try it myself, which means she started practicing lip syncing at home with a hairbrush, normally, in a mirror.
Yes, Amanda 继续说呢，然后啊，我就开始自己尝试。
Amanda finishes by saying, it was so much fun. If you think something is fun, you won't be afraid of doing it in public.
Right. Amanda 最后说到呢，那真的很有趣。That sounds really good. Amanda finally learned to enjoy it.
And Becky then says, see, you had it in you all along.Now, this phrase, you had it in you, means you had the ability to do something successfully. In this case, lip sync in front of a large crowd. It basically means you can do it.、
Mm-hmm. Becky 呢又再次鼓励 Amanda. 她说啊，看吧，你一直都是有能力的。To have it in somebody 代表是某人在某方面是有能力的。Pat acts really well. I always know he has it in him. 那现在呢，我们就一起进到 Matchbox 里头，再一次听讲师讲解我们从头到现在学过的用法，比如说 have butterflies in somebody's stomach, break a leg, 还有这里的 have it in you.
Matchbox 找亮点。
大家好。看到了我头上这道闪电疤痕，想必呢在魔法世界没有人不知道我是谁，我就是大名鼎鼎击退了邪恶势力的巫师哈利波特。如果呢你不认识我，哎呀，想必呢你就是个麻瓜无物喽。话说呢，我跟荣恩两个人啊，自从获得了隐形斗篷之后呢，哎，半夜呢就时常跑到学校里面来探险了。那半夜去探险呢，哎，自然呢就没有时间睡觉了。那我什么时候睡觉呢？我呢就在课堂上睡着了，自然呢就没有听到老师在讲什么。回到房间该念书的时候，又在想着晚点要去哪里探险。I didn't study at all. I had butterflies before the exam. 我根本没念书。我考试之前紧张的要死了。 I had butterflies before the exam. 我考试之前哎，紧张的要死了。 Butterfly 呢是什么意思？就是蝴蝶哦。你没有听错，蝴蝶蝴蝶生得真美丽，就是这个蝴蝶，我们英文就说 butterfly。 它呢跟紧张又有什么关系呢？其实呢这个片语哦，整个片语呢是 had butterflies in one's stomach。 stomach 呢就是你的胃哦，你的肚子。在这里面呢有好多蝴蝶哦，记得我们是用复数哦， butterflies， 就好像呢很多蝴蝶在你的肚子里面飞来飞去。诶，相信呢很多人紧张的时候都会有这种感觉，对不对？例如呢考试之前，或者是呢上台报告之前。I had butterflies in my stomach before my presentation. OK， 这个片语呢你可以把呢 in one stomach 省略哦，它呢就变成 I had butterflies， 就表示呢很紧张，紧张的要死的意思咯。英文里面呢有很多这种风马牛不相干的片语哦，除了呢我们 butterflies 之外呢，你猜猜看 break a leg 是用在什么时候呢？Break 呢就是摔坏的意思哦， Leg 呢就是你的腿， Break a leg， 摔断腿啊，我知道了，肯定呢是遇到仇人的时候诅咒他摔断腿，戏谑，对不对？不对。 事实上呢 ，break a leg 呢是用来助好运哦。例如呢，我们班上呢要演出话剧哦 ，Ron will take the role of Prince Charming。荣恩呢要来演出这个白马王子的角色，他紧张的要死哦。He had butterflies before the show。啊，这个时候呢，还记得我们刚刚讲的吗 ？Had butterflies， 很紧张。那呢，这个时候呢，你可以跟他怎么说呢？你可以跟他说 ，break a leg， you will be fine。你会表演很好的啦 ，break a leg， 祝你好运哦。是这样用的啦。那表演结束之后呢，大家出乎意料，哎，他根本演得很好啊，对不对 ？His acting was really good. We didn't know he had it in him. 我们呢都不知道他有这个才能。We didn't know he had it in him. 这个片语呢 ，have it in 谁，就表示呢有某种才能、某种特质哦，或者是说呢，哎，不错哦，有两下子哦，这样子的感觉。这些片语呢看起来跟字面上呢没有太多的关联，但是呢都是日常生活我们常常会出现的片语哦。你说太难学不起来， You have it in you， You've got to believe yourself， 相信你自己，赶快背起来吧。
Now Becky also said that Amanda had it in her all along， which means from the start she could always do it， she just needed to believe in herself
All alone, 始终一直。So Becky always has faith in Amanda. She always knows that Amanda can do it well and keeps encouraging her. Amanda must appreciate that help a lot.
She should, yes. After all of that, Amanda says, thanks for being a good friend. Now it's true, Becky always supported her and tried to give her confidence.
Amanda 说了，谢谢你当一位这么好的朋友。
Becky then says,I'm always here for you. And that means she will always support Amanda.
Becky 就回答啦，我一直都会在这里帮你。当你要对家人或朋友说些支持他们的话的时候， I'm always here for you， 相当实用。或者是呢， I always have your back.、
Mm-hmm.
同学们也可以一起学起来。
Becky then says, now we can even start our own band.And time for our last word power word for the day. It's the noun band, B-A-N-D, band. Here it is. A band is a group of musicians who play modern music together. Here's how we can use it. Greg's band is going to play in a show next Friday night. Greg's band is going to play in a show next Friday night.
最后 ，Becky 还说呢，现在我们甚至可以开始自己的乐团了。Band 名词，乐团。例句提到呢 ，Greg 的乐团下周五晚上有一场演出。另外，五月天同学们一定不陌生吧？他们就是一个 rock band 摇滚乐团。
Okay, well, that is towards the end of the article. Okay, it's the end of part two, and that means it's now time for today's wrap up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
So, Pat,、yesterday I showed my special talent.
Yes.
Are you going to show me yours today?
Well, I can't sing, I can't lip sync, and I'm not in a band.
You must be able to do something.
Okay, well, I guess I like being in plays, and I like being in funny plays, so how about I do funny theatre?
Okay, I'll cheer for you.、What will you do?
Well, I'll read Hamlet's famous speech from the Shakespeare play Hamlet, but I will eat this bag of marshmallows as I do it. It'll be pretty funny. Let's watch.
Break a leg.
Okay. To be or not to be? That is a question. Whether is nobler in the mind to suffer the things I am without any misfortune? If I say arrogant into sheer troubles, and by opposing, end them, to find, to seek the war, resolve...
Oh, are you okay? Oh my god, look at teacher Pat. He's really good. You got a talent for this. Can you still talk? No, then we better say goodbye to our audience. Okay, so for A+, I'm Elsie, and for A+, he's Pat. Okay, goodbye.
Let your inner star shine.
It's the Day of the Talent Show.Amanda is the last to go on stage.
Wow, that was so much fun! Woohoo! Are you ready? No, I'm
starting to get butterflies in my stomach.
You won't even notice the people there.
This is a bad idea.
Come on, you can do this. Go up there and break a leg.
Amanda performs her song. Everyone loves it and cheers for her.
That was amazing. Where did you get your confidence from?
I watched more videos last night. Then I started to try it myself. It was so much fun.
See, you had it in you all along.
Thanks for being a good friend.
I'm always here for you. Now, we can even start our own band.
Ready. Ready. The kids weren't ready for school, so they missed the bus. The kids weren't ready for school, so they missed the bus. Notice. Notice. Notice, noticed, noticed. The father noticed the smoke and quickly took his family outside. The father noticed the smoke and quickly took his family outside. Cheer. Cheer. Diana's parents cheered when she got a point for her team. Diana's parents cheered when she got a point for her team. Band. Band. Greg's band is going to play in a show next Friday night.